Sometimes your local grocery store seems to have everything you want. A loaf of bread, a carton of milk, a potential date. Yes, a potential date if you're shopping in Great Britain. In North Wales, five lonely single dairy farmers have put their pictures on thousands of plastic milk jugs. Three women, two men. The stickers ask, "Fancy a farmer?" or in Welsh,
"Fancy farmer."
And they were out just in time for St. Dwynwen's Day, the Welsh version of Valentine's Day. Ellen Morris is one of the workers from the Colin Wen Organic Milk Co-op who slapped her mug on the milk jugs.
Well, we went to the creamery and we had to have a two-hour induction with health and safety regulations. We had to wear those funny hats and white coats and so on. We were basically on a stage in the production line and we were putting them on manually, those four of us. And we're trying to keep up with the milk bottles.
Keep up with them as they come by on the conveyor belt?
Yeah, they were going by pretty fast.
It sounds sort of like a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Yeah, well, I think the workers there were having quite a bit of a laugh watching it.
Okay, so the bottles go out from the creamery, they go to a store, and say someone were to pick it up and say, "She looks great, I want to give her a call," what would they do?
And the sticker as well is the website, pishin.com, and then you can go to the English version, which is pishinwales.com. They can see our profiles there, and they can email us from there, and if they fancy a date, they can try and set something up.
Well, I think I'm checking you out. I see a photograph. Are you blonde, and you have a nice big smile?
Well, I'm blonde, yeah.
I don't see what your profile is, though. What did you say in your profile?
Oh, well, basically, looking for an easygoing guy for a laugh and so on. And basically, I'm 23. I've just come back from traveling, and I'm just up for a laugh myself.
Now, Ellen, how many people live in your town?
Around 7,000 in the local town, which is Denby, but in the village, 400 or 500, maybe mm-hmm. a bit more.
Mm-hmm. So if you were looking for a date tonight, say, Friday night, you pretty much know who's available.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And the idea is the pool is a bit too small?
Possibly, yeah. That's one of the other reasons we've put it up. Colin Wen is trying to help rural Wales, and that's one way of sort of trying to get people together and to stay in the countryside, because there's a lot of migration towards the city where there's more jobs.
What sort of response have you gotten to all this so far, Ellen?
I haven't had a chance to check my emails yet. The other guys have been out and about, so we'll be able to check them hopefully tonight or tomorrow.
You know, I'm imagining a conversation, 5-6 years from now. Well, honey, I met your mom on a milk bottle.
Oh, my God. It'd be a bit random, wouldn't it?
Well, you do what you have to do. Ellen Morris, thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Ellen Morris works at the Colin Wen Dairy Co-op in North Wales. This is NPR, National Public Radio.